I've been to Scotland, and some of my best friends are Scottish. I played golf in Scotland. Have you ever hit a golf ball?
No.
That's a pity, because I founded, well, obviously with the help of other people, we founded a club. Have you heard of Toastmasters for Golf Club?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a thriving club, but also we have a social side. We travel to other countries to play golf, and we're going to Spain on the 21st of March for 4 days to play golf there.
What is particularly fascinating about golf?
Okay, the big picture is, I think it's character building. I think that it's irresistible when you start, because you are almost, you can get hooked on it, and continuous improvement is built in. You get fresh air. Usually the courses are in lovely places. You get good views. You get almost always loads of opportunity to talk to other people. Yes, you play against the course. Golfers who are in Toastmasters are more likely to stay playing golf than they are to stay being a member of Toastmasters.
That's interesting.
You kind of don't give it up unless something happens in your life that you can't play. But if you start playing golf, there's a good chance that you'll still be doing it. Now, I did it. My father played, and I used to caddy for my father when I was in short trousers. So all of that. But in order to get more angles on the attraction of golf, come to our monthly meeting on the third Monday of every month, 6:30 to 8:00, when all of the prepared speeches, with a few exceptions, are about golf. Actually,
is it online?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are about golf. Golf as a metaphor, or golf as a concrete experience. All the topics are about golf. The only people we want to join the club are people who are enthusiastic about the game. They do not have to be any good. In fact, we've got plenty of members who are not good at golf. We have had members who've taken the game up because they've liked it. Maybe some of their children play golf, so that you definitely automatic membership if any of your children play golf, because you support them, and that must mean you're keen on golf. If you sit on the sofa and you watch golf on TV with any regularity, you're definitely entitled to be a member. It was also designed to give people who had an ambition to become a captain of their golf club, to have a place where they could practice their ability to give a speech, which they'll have to give many times during the year.
Interesting. Third Monday, yeah?
Third Monday. Now, we do have something that I should publicize this Friday, which this is an unusual, this is an extra meeting. We're holding the club unofficial speech tournament.
Okay.
Huge enthusiasm for the club, but it's been in existence for 6 years. We have two members in Scotland. I don't know if you've ever come across Jerry Dunn.
We're in the same club. A very good friend of mine.
Snap. I could kill Jerry, and I will actually have word with him to say, why didn't you tell the club members that one of your club members has become the district public relations manager? Actually, we have three members in Scotland.